I think so too.
Yeah.
Because there's a time I was going through a breakup.
Mm.
Oh my God, that breakup was so hard.
Yeah.
And I used to come to the office.
Yeah.
What ananiambia? Zako ziko red. Wewe ulilala wapi leo? Wewe ukulala ulikuwa dunda. I'm like, oh my God, sikulala juni ulikuwa nalia. Yeah, shout out to Sylvia actually.
Yeah.
So I just told her. Yeah, she was like, girl, what's up?
Yeah, what's like, happening?
Mm. Last night. Nini na nini ilifanyika? She's like, babe, imagine chill.
Yeah.
You know how Sylvia is. Like,
you're doing the
imagine
most.
You're just like 20 CG how many years old and chill, you know. I deleted his number. I blocked him everywhere. This guy used to even mail me, you know.
Email?
Yeah. Like.
It's giving Gen X.
Maybe he was.
Ah! Security!
Hello, people!
Hi!
Hi! Welcome to another episode of
Speaking of Gen Z!
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
I'm so used to saying Ivo.
I know. Tumezoea kusema hello, everybody. We don't have Esther.
We're just two of us in the office, in the studio. Yeah. Hope you're doing well.
Mm-hmm.
I hope your year is coming along well. Yes. I hope you're doing well mentally.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what actually we're talking about today.
Yeah.
I'm Michelle Namasako, MG. Why do we forget to introduce ourselves?
We keep forgetting this. Girl. Hi, I'm Jackie Masharia.
You know, actually like nothing has happened.
Yeah, yeah.
So today we are standing on business.
Kabisa.
Okay, we usually do stand on business, but
always
today
we are.
We're standing on business.
Mm.
Period. We're talking about mental wellness. How do we keep our mental health in check? Of course, at times, like, your mental health, like, goes haywire. And you're like, OMG, so what do I do?
Exactly. You're like, I'm losing it.
I'm actually losing it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So how do we keep our mental health in
so,
check?
So.
Oh, okay. She came ready. I came ready.
Yeah. I came ready. Because I feel like there are people who just want to mess you up.
Okay.
Agents of the devil.
Hey, madam.
Sent from Sijiwa.
Let us go to church. Oh, we have church.
Am
here
I
already.
Speaking to somebody?
Yes.
No, genuinely, I feel like 90% maybe of the time you're going through something mentally, it's being caused by someone.
Right?
Can I get an amen?
Amen, sister.
It's always just someone trying to mess up your life.
Hey, girl, this is about to be
deep. Because I don't understand. By the way, the majority of the time when you're going through something, it's being caused by someone. It's not even about situations. It's not like that you found yourself in some terrible situation that you had no control over. You know, it's the 10%.
Yeah.
90% of the time. It's like, if it's like in the workplace and you know now things are giving you tough times, someone is responsible for that.
Definitely.
If it's like a relationship, obviously the person you're in a relationship with is probably the one costing you the most pain. If it's like friendship, it's a person. Mm. I'm like, can people...
So should we just stop talking to everybody?
Yeah.
You know? Paka unajiuliza hivyo.
Yo, by the way...
It's your option.
I thought you would agree with me. Ni option.
Kwacha kuongea na everyone.
Okay, no, maybe not everyone. No, but
if
someone's causing you problems.
Oh, definitely.
Delete them.
Like block.
Archive. Block.
Gosh.
I mean, you go to alpha, block.
But... Yeah. For real, like, let's normalize deleting people, not just their numbers, but
themselves,
even
their memories
in your delete. Okay, it's hard sometimes, you are not even able to. But there's this, I think it is a what's this called? What your brain does, it's not a technique, it's a you get what your brain does at times when it's triggered and stuff.
Oh, like a trauma response.
Yes, actually it's a trauma response where you forget, by the way.
You yeah, or when you go through forget. Something traumatic, yeah. Like
and
your
it
brain.
Messes up okay. with you, your yeah. brain and yeah. your feelings. Yeah. Aki, your mind blocks every detail. Honestly. Pack something else triggers it. And then you're like, OMG. Yeah.
Honestly, shout out to our brains for that.
Yeah. By the
yeah.
But I think it's kind of toxic.
They save you a lot of harm.
They do, but immediately you're triggered. Now you're like a volcano, babe. To go like, ni, I only did one small thing. Kume, that one small thing sparked a whole volcano.
Yeah.
And they're like, kai Michelle, alipasuka ile siku. And people were like, eh, by then nimepasuka, nini.
Kume, it's been marinating somewhere in your brain.
It's been like the kukusama. You know that kukusama?
What?
Girl.
What is that?
You don't know what kukusama is? The kuku that pigas soma in like...
Girl, are you talking about those kukus that are usually zungukari?
Yeah.
Why would you call it kukusama?
Because the pigas is somersault.
Girl, no. I have never heard of
somersaults.
That.
Like in the nini.
Oh, okay.
In the oven or grill. They're like... Pigang summers.
I know everyone who's listening to this is just judging you, because right? There's nothing like that. Like, we as Gen Z's dissociate.
Yeah.
From that. Like. No. No.
Yeah. But I honestly, I think deleting.
Yes. It actually saves you a lot. And also, it just helps you move on. Especially if you're like deleting people where you've ended whatever type of like relationship you had with them. It's like the first step to healing.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Because there's a time I was going through a breakup. Oh my God, that breakup was so hard.
Yeah. Let's take a moment.
Yani, I used to... Yeah, okay. Yani, I used to come to the office.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Aizako ziko red, wewe ulilala wapi leo? Wewe ukulala ulikuwa dunda. I'm like, oh my God, sikulala juni ulikuwa nalia.
Oh no.
Paka Sylvia, shout out to Sylvia actually.
Yeah.
So I just told her, Pia here, she was like, girl, what's up?
Yeah, what's
like,
happening?
Last night, nini na nini ilifanyika? She's like, babe, imagine chill.
Yeah.
You know how Sylvia is. Like,
you're doing
imagine you're just like 20 CG, how many years old, and chill, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, it's not, okay, wait, I've digressed so much. So what I was saying is, I deleted this guy. I deleted his number. I blocked him everywhere. This guy used to even mail me, you know?
Email?
Yeah. Like.
It's giving Gen X.
Maybe he was.
Security. Police. Someone called the police.
Jackie was so dramatic.
No.
Jackie was so dramatic. My God.
But he was a 911. Dial. 911. Girl. No.
Uku.
I don't think
maybe
so.
Maybe at a... Maybe.
But that was usually our thing. If you wanted to call police, what will you do?
Call police. I don't know. I just scream.
Unambia Google, hey Google.
Call police.
Call police. Because what?
I'm sorry. They won't come. That's Google's response.
Yeah. It'll be
but
like,
it's true. We're not throwing shade where it's not nini deserved.
Yeah.
It's a broken system out here. But it's facts, that's right?
True. That's true, by the way. Anyway.
I digress again.
Lord to mekwaji.
Bwana.
Ah.
Anyway, so I blocked him everywhere, even on mail, Telegram, everywhere.
Yeah.
And that was actually a step. You know, you'd rather block, go through all that without them. You know, there's a point you want to like go back. But it was good to me because I blocked... Nika move on alone. And then now I'm even able to talk to him, you know, without triggering any love feelings. And I'm like, oh my God, I really like him. And I really want us to get back together, you know. If I moved on, if I healed with us still talking, at end, you ain't healing.
No,
you get. Are you getting me? Sindio?
Yeah.
It would be like maybe we're in a relationship, kinda. Anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah. So me, I'm thinking blocking, deleting, archiving. Restricting and following just for your mental health
very important
is very key.
Period.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
And also, by the way, I think Gen Z's, okay, not necessarily just Gen Z's, yes, but every, but specifically we're talking about Gen Z's. Mm. I think we also have like a tendency of replacing mental wellness with drugs.
Oh.
Yeah. I think that's a thing.
Yes. I also agree.
Yeah.
I think there are people who seek solace and comfort and answers.
Yeah.
Quote unquote, because clearly they don't get answers in alcohol and drugs.
Yeah.
Which is sad.
It's so true. And it happens, yeah, by the way. It is.
And it's sad, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of sad. Me, what I tell people, you know, some people just see this as far-fetched, but there's no other way you can get that. I mean, there's no other place or way you can get that solace or have that void filled if it's not God.
True.
You know?
True.
Like, let him fill that void.
Exactly.
Let him find comfort in him and then all these other things. You know, the Bible says, can I preach?
Let's
can I preach?
Go to
Nipe
church.
Permission.
Get us in church.
Can we go
honey
to church or bring the church here? Oh. Can I get a hallelujah?
Hallelujah. Oh my God. We need to change this podcast.
Nipe churchy champagne. Hey, Cindy, Ikwe? Volcanic eruption.
No, church with Gen Z. Church with Gen Z's.
Ooh. Hiyo volcanic eruption na venye ilikuwa ni joke ni meito huku kwa tumbo. Like,
give,
it's erupting.
Uh-uh.
Anyway, ata nimesa kutukua na sema ni kwa natawa nini, babe?
There was a verse you were to drop.
There's a verse that says,
yeah,
seek thee first, the kingdom of God, and everything else will be added unto you.
Amen.
Imagine that's God's word.
Yeah.
He doesn't lie.
Exactly.
So he means it. If we just seek him first. All these other things, of course, they're hard. He doesn't promise us that, they'll come easily. Of course, but they'll just come. They'll be added.
There's such comfort. I think if you've gone through like the most, maybe you've gone through something traumatic, something that cost you so much anxiety and pain, and you just get that comfort from God.
Yes.
It feels so good. Like, there's such great assurance. You can get that in liquor or...
We love
or drugs or anything else. You just can't. There's just, I think, Michelle, unless you experience it, you won't understand it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly, by the way.
Yeah.
And it's so easy. He's just always there.
Yeah.
He's always like right to you, just waiting. And then is she going to say the word? Is he going to say the word? Are they giving their life? You know, I'm here. You know, he's always there. You know, at times, and you feel so down. You feel like, hey, I'm very far from God. But that's just a lie the devil tells you. Can I hear another amen?
Amen.
So sangoja until your life takes a detour.
Oh, yeah.
You are thinking it's going east. No, it's going south.
It's going even more Easter. What? Oh, we just came from Easter, so yeah.
Una try kwa mfani. Ye me work.
That was a good joke. That was a good joke.
That even good more joke. Easter, because you know what? He is risen. Girl. But... But it's okay. It is well.
It is well.
Yeah, but you know, it takes your life takes that huge turn.
Yes.
As a Gen Z, you probably don't have friends.
Yes.
Yes. Or
it can be very. I don't know.
Lonely.
The word. Yeah. I think the
you
word
know,
is lonely.
You really don't know what's going on. You know, maybe you're going through all those stuff and then unakuja kwa office, just someone says or does something. It triggers everything in you. You just want to erupt and tell them as is.
Exactly.
And call them out, even if it's your boss, and tell them, what? You ain't anything.
Yeah.
By the way.
You ain't got nothing on
you ain't got nothing on me. You know.
Mm.
And my dad keeps telling me, Michelle, I need you to do this.
Yeah.
Stop.
Mm-hmm.
And then he brings out now his teacher side. You think that's where I'm gonna stop? No. Stop is an acronym.
It's giving motivational
Daddy, shout figure. Out to you. Daddy yeah. is always he's always making a speech.
Yeah.
Stop. S for stop.
Mm.
T, take a breath.
Eish.
O, observe. P, proceed.
Sour, Michelle. Sour, see, sours. Sign up for master classes with Michelle Period. At $15 a month.
And plus the number is 0799 123 29.
Oh my gosh.
You know?
Yeah, but like I feel like we take those things like a joke.
For or granted, do you think
like
sure.
your dad is overreacting?
Like daddy.
But actually when
understand.
You do whatever that step he's saying,
you know,
step by step, you actually realize, yo, this is actually working.
You know?
Like things are going crazy and it's chaos in your life. You're like, okay, wait, just stop everything.
You know.
And that's like a thing I use, by the way.
You
I
do?
Stop. Love just it. Stop it. Just stop everything. Put everything on hold.
I'm waiting for something about a computer. Please say it.
Close that laptop. Pick your bag
mm-hmm.
and go home, mm-hmm. honey.
I love this music.
Just end it all. Like, you're just like, I'm done.
You
I'm
know
not
what?
About to listen to anything. I'm going no. home. Because I don't kick up in the next 1 hour, I might lose my
mind
everything.
And everything.
So, funga yeah. kila kitu, pick your bag, go to the door, open the door, and go home. Because there's no reason why you're here.
Mara tena wende kwa gari upate wana kuchezia. Sasa the loudest music.
Anyway,
I digress.
Again. You lose your mind. But the best thing, by yeah. the way, when you're trying to deal with a very stressful situation, just close everything and start listening, first of all, to like everything that's going on in your brain.
I love it. So you
put full listen focus.
Thoughts. Exactly. Listen to your thoughts and like disseminate and...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because maybe you've like just come from like a whole screaming match with someone.
Oh my God.
Or like someone said something so nasty and you just wanted to like fire back. But you're like, wait a minute. Let me internalize this. Mm. Let me process this. That's me. That process, your stop is just like, just take time and process whatever it is you're feeling. Whatever it is you're feeling. And then, whatever it is that was said, what are you understanding about it? Let it marinate.
Girl, you're spitting facts.
I know. And then, yeah. Now you like, you have the full picture. You're not reacting
impulsively.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then your next nini, likuwa take a breath. Oh, that's very important. But then there was a time, this will also be another point, was the time when I was going to therapy and it was like,
oh.
Take a breath. Like the therapist was like constantly. Now you don't have to go to therapy because you're going through the most traumatic things. Just go to therapy, guys.
Baby.
Ata jua point kwanza niende kwanza kwa point ya therapy alafu utarudi.
Okay. Ulikuwa unaenda kusema nini ndo nikukumbushe jina juu utasahau.
Take a breath.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Like go to therapy, guys.
Yeah.
Going to therapy does not mean you're depressed. Does not mean you're like you have some mental
illness.
Okay.
We need to debunk that myth.
Yeah, we need to debunk that. I feel like we even needed a therapist here. Because you need to like go to therapy, not because you're going through something, but you're going there to need to like detox.
Yeah, and even to understand like, your emotions,
understand
yourself
better.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you think you know yourself inside out and you feel like you understand yourself so well. But then you tell someone the things that you're going on that you're going through in your life and they give you like such a good perspective. You're like, wait a minute, I didn't even think.
That.
Yeah. Like, how do you navigate everyday challenges at work? How do you navigate everyday challenges at home? In your different situations and where you are in. I think it's so important to, like, go to therapy. Please don't go to therapy when things have, like, fallen.
Yeah.
That you're just in the pits.
Yeah.
And now you're trying to pick up broken pieces. That's when you're like, oh, okay, maybe I should go to therapy. Mm. Just go to therapy. Go to therapy the same way you would... I don't know. Go on,
to
a hike,
on a checkup.
Or
even.
Go on a checkup. Yeah. Kwanza kuna watu hata waendangi checkup.
I'm guilty.
Michelle.
My dad asked me, when was the last time even? I was like,
yeah.
Me, the only time I go to hospital is when I'm sick. And
please go to therapy. Go for your annual checkups. Yeah. Like, these things look like there are people who say, oh, you're just obsessed with seeing doctors, or you're obsessed with this. Please don't. Just go.
You're obsessed with seeing doctors.
Yeah, there are people who think go, if you're going for your annual checkups, yeah, you're just obsessed with seeing doctors. Yeah. Like, honey.
Hi, I'm home.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah, so that was the point on therapy. Please go to therapy. It's a good thing. It's a good way to understand yourself better.
On wait, so if I'm not able to afford like therapy from a certified, and I put that in quotes,
yeah,
therapy, so what do I do? Are there like any free?
I think there are.
Yeah.
No, because there was a time I was hearing there are like free therapy sessions.
You said at free befrienders. Mesema free nikakumbuka, there's Befrienders Kenya.
Yeah.
You know them?
They're like, I think I've heard of them.
Yeah, I think they're free.
There's a time you could see a psychiatrist for free at Mathari.
Red Cross.
No, oh. At Mathari National and Referral. Teaching. When it tanga teaching and referral hospital. Mathari. People always think of Mathari as like
the den for.
Yeah, it's never that serious. Nah, it's like, not like chill. It's not those things you see in movies, no, where like people are attacking you.
Please. You know, like chill.
Yeah,
if you people feel like are cuffed.
Yeah.
Apanashi,
please, that's you know? Quite dramatic. You know? Please just go if you want to see a psychiatrist. I think they do have days when you can see a psychiatrist for free. Imagine even if you went there in your most desperate situation, they will still help you. I don't think so they will turn you back.
You know, you have you seen that TikTok trend when at your card declines at therapy and they bring back all the nasty stuff you've gone through?
Yeah.
You've seen that therapy? Yeah. You mean you've seen that TikTok?
Yeah.
It's not going to happen
it's
like that.
It's not
going to
happen
yeah.
like that.
And also, I think churches also offer free counseling.
I mean, there's so many places where you can get free counseling.
And we love it.
And we love it. Thank you to all the people who are offering those services for free.
We love you.
Yeah. Also, just another way of even, therapy can be through friends. If you have like really good friends, also like people who won't go publicizing all your problems, people who actually listen and give you
so
concrete
we also
advice.
Need a circle. That's
if you have that
necessarily
circle,
a circle, but we also need
even that one, just
someone.
One person.
Yeah.
If you have that one person, it's always good to open up. Like, share your concerns.
Share. Yeah.
Share your concerns with them. Because I feel like the more, it sounds like a very cliche thing, but like a problem shared is a problem half solved.
And that's on period. You and your quelli.
So like, share, it helps, like, by speaking about it, you are also able to like, low-key detox your brain from whatever situation you're in, because you feel like someone's giving you advice, you're figuring out how you're gonna deal with whatever you're going through. So yeah, therapy is very important. So tukirudi kwa acronym yetu,
that's why I wanted to know, because you'd forget. I mean, I knew you'd forget. We're talking about taking a breath.
Yeah, I was saying, like, my therapist would tell me all the time, like, take a deep breath. Like, at the very beginning, like,
we'll do this breathing exercises.
Oh. Yeah, so you, like, take a deep breath in, out, in, out.
Yeah.
There's so much power in just taking a deep breath. I used to think true. People are overreacting. What makes you think when I take a deep breath, it will be any different?
And then you breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. And I'm like, wait.
Actually,
wait.
I'm actually feeling better. Like, my chest feels a bit lighter.
You know?
My brain feels lighter. My therapist was always like, taking those deep breaths in, like, brings a bit more oxygen in your body. Because you're, like, so cramped up. Ata uku, ni kama uku unapuwa. Uliko uku unapuwa nusu nusu. Yeah, so, like, you just take
like
very deep breaths.
Yeah.
Put more oxygen in your
brain in or your system,
brain,
yeah.
In your whole body.
Yeah.
It just activates something. You feel a bit more lighter.
That's so true. I have experienced those breathing exercises. Yeah. There's a time I was going through the worst anxiety at work. The worst.
Yeah.
And I'd get this. You know how you get butterflies in your tummy? Especially those. I think that's just an anxiety attack. You know. I'd get them and I'd be like, oh my God.
Yeah.
So what do I do? And I tell my mom. You know, my mom now, she gets kinda angry because attack. Mbona unasikia anxious? Talk to me. What's wrong? You know, you know, that kinda angry or even just being they're being concerned to that point where they're like, talk to me, like, do you want to see a counselor or something, you know?
Yeah.
And I just went online and I searched, what do I do when I feel this and this and this? And I got a video.
Mm.
And it actually taught me to picture a square.
Mm-hmm.
So square has four lines, right?
Yeah.
So breathe in, one line going up. Mm. So breathe in for 5 seconds as you go up the line.
Yeah.
Hold for 5 seconds as you go on the horizontal, horizontal line.
Yeah.
Breathe out, as you going go down the square.
Yeah.
And then
again,
hold your breath,
Sasa. Yeah.
So it's breathe in. Hold your breath, breathe out, repeat.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it helped me.
Yeah.
Even when I'm emceeing anywhere and I get those butterflies, it's just do that exercise and it calms my nerves.
Mm.
Yeah, there's just something about the oxygen.
There's just something about the oxygen.
You know?
There's a reason why. Just sniff it in.
Imagine if we had like pure oxygen. I think we'd be like in...
I think we'll be high on oxygen.
We'd be like the happiest.
Yeah.
Do you think so? I mean, you think we're just like...
I agree. There's just something in oxygen, guys.
Period.
Yeah.
We love oxygen.
We love oxygen.
I'm about to go to hospital and they're like, put me on oxygen right now.
I need that motivation. Put me on something. And you're like, what
motivation,
do you need?
Motivation.
Yeah. So, Michelle, gonna point in
your name. I actually wanted to ask us to pose this question. How do we, of course we've talked about some of them, but how do we keep, so what have we said we do to keep our mental health in check?
Yeah.
Honestly, may I pray?
Yes.
Like, and read the word, because what would I do without God? Like, what would we do?
Nothing.
You know?
Absolutely.
That helps me, and the breathing exercises and journaling.
Oh.
You know how it helps me? Uh-huh. So maybe today is when? 5th of April.
Yes.
So I write 5th of April. I'm feeling this and this and this. I'm feeling this type of way. Even if I have a crush on someone, I just write it down.
That would be nice, right? To like look back.
Exactly.
Many years.
So when I have a crush on someone or I feel the same feeling, I'm like, wait. There's a time I also felt this, actually last month on the 5th.
Yeah.
And it passed.
Yeah.
And I was feeling this and this and this. What did I do?
Mm.
I did that, this and this and this, and it passed. So that's what I'm going to do. That kind of journaling really helps me out.
Oh, that's cool.
Right?
Okay, I don't journal, but like it feels like a journal.
Do you need a journal? Because I'm going to get one for
you.
You need to write.
Maybe I'll start journaling when I like turn 25. You're only postponing.
It's okay to hold accountable.
But it feels like such a good thing because I also feel like you will literally have like your life written down.
Exactly.
And, like in the future, you can be like, oh, this day actually felt this. Yeah, that's a good thing.
Another thing, I don't know if it's right or wrong, but it helps.
Yeah.
I write the most traumatic thing that's maybe happened in this past month or year that's really bugging me.
Yeah.
I've talked to people, it's not helping.
Yeah.
May I just write it down on an A4 paper?
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Yeah.
And cry and just go burn it.
Oh.
Yeah. I just go burn it and I'm like, it's over.
It's over.
Just let go. Just how it's turned into ashes, just let go of it. I'm like, it helps.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's so many.
There's so many ways, right?
I thought that one Loki sounded like a ritual.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I don't know. I hope it's...
Unajua mkifanya mkiwa watu 20, inakuwa ritual.
Oh.
Imagine all of you are just there with your papers.
Oh, my God.
But
it's the same
papers.
Thing as we've seen TikTok girlies doing, writing on plates. It's, you've seen it, writing on plates and breaking the plates. I think it's the same thing.
I think
we could do that.
It's like symbolism in all these things.
Do you think it's okay? It's giving ritual.
Low key, it's giving ritual.
Okay, maybe journaling, we can stop at that.
Yeah.
And how about you? I mean, blocking, deleting, briefing.
I just close everything. When I feel overwhelmed, I just close everything. Because there's no way I'm going to like keep going. But Do I have an important thing?
There's no way. Even if you force yourself, you're just stuck.
I'm just stuck.
Yeah.
I'm not sure able to like keep going in stressful situation. I just close everything fast and process it. That's the first thing for me.
That's nice.
But also, if I don't want to start processing those thoughts right now, if I feel like I'm still very overwhelmed, I like digress by doing something totally different and something that I love doing. So I look for anything. Atakama, it's just like sitting down and watching like something really fun.
Yeah.
Sometimes it puts your, first of all, it's like you're calming your brain and you, whatever you're feeling, so that you're able to like come back to process. So yeah, just trying a new thing. Maybe you can try a new thing, and if it's not new, try something you love doing.
Yeah. Love that.
Yeah.
Love that.
Atakama ni kulala.
Like lala. Imagine lala mpaka kesho.
I could take a jam. Right now.
You deserve it.
Yeah.
Ume jam.
Yeah.
Uko sad.
Yeah.
But you're helping actually does. At times you just need food, by the way.
You
just need a rest.
I even say do we.
And probably even.
Kwanza kwa food.
Exactly.
Sometimes maybe I just want to munch.
No. And
I
it's
just munch
over.
And I'm like, hey.
And especially for women and guys think, and even just other ladies who don't go through, we think like, Mbona anakuwa hivyo,
exactly.
Like sassy.
Yeah,
and
I'm so cranky when I'm hungry.
Exactly. And even for women, when you're on your period or when you're ovulating and you know you're always in that cycle.
Yeah.
Hakuna mali utarest. Hakuna mahali utarest. It's always a cycle, you know?
Yeah.
And hormones change and hormones trigger.
Yeah.
Ninis. Nituaji. Emotions. Unakuwa emotional. I'm gonna kuwa happy.
Emotional.
I'm gonna kuwa nini.
Yeah.
But to close with, I think one thing I'd really like to nini, to kwazia.
Yeah.
In English is emphasize.
Emphasize.
Is when you're angry or agitated, you know, anger is really, at times anger can like destroy something in a second.
That's
you've destroyed
true.
So much, you know, you've resigned, you've, I don't want to go to like to the deep stuff.
Yeah.
But let's just talk about it because it's there you murder. We've seen people murdering just as you said. Because just they're angry.
Yeah.
You know. I think just to walk out.
Exactly.
Even maybe you can't tell them, give me a minute. Just go outside. Take a walk. Me, I wouldn't say drive. Or maybe you can drive. Like, right?
Yeah, just walk it out.
Yeah, just walk. Just walk it out. Take your dog on a walk or even take yourself on a walk and just chill.
Yeah.
And just breathe. Then come back and deal with the matter later. Because it's not the end of the world. Kwani, ni sio lazima.
Sio mas.
Sio lazima by the to resolve.
Sio
mas,
by the way.
It's a process.
Yeah, there's the obsession with dealing with
exactly.
problems.
Exactly. Right now.
Right now.
And I won't move on until I deal with it.
And that can dangerously harm you. Just take a moment.
I think we should do that more often.
Yeah.
Period.
This
so what's the takeaway?
Very
I think it was
sister. It's like, give me advice.
Like,
it sounded like, let's sit in a group.
We surely
chat.
We surely stood on business.
Yeah. Yeah, but always stand on business. Stand on the business of your mental health.
And that's on period.
I told you a story to my mother episode. Just take care of your mental health.
Yeah,
do
your mental
everything
health.
Necessary to ensure you are
okay
in your best.
Yeah, and we're not always
condition.
We're not yes, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for listening, and we love you so much. We've been seeing you guys online.
Yeah, we've seen all the love.
Yeah,
and all the
catch us on Spotify, on anywhere you get your podcast. Actually,
yeah.
Tuko hapo. Download our stuff. Talk to us on our socials. I'm Namasaka_ everywhere.
And I'm Jackie Masharia _ everywhere.
Yeah. And Esther is Estrosita. Or
yeah. On Instagram. But ukitutafuta kwa pages zetu utaona Esther hapo ndani. You're always tagging her.
Utamkuta.
Yeah. Oh, we also have our Instagram.
Oh my goodness.
At
yeah.
SO Gen Z.
Yeah.
SO meaning speaking of.
Yeah, but I like saying it as SO Gen Z.
Oh, SO Gen Z. Mm.
Yeah.
You can find us on Instagram, by the way. Go follow us.
Yeah.
And we will catch up with you guys on the next episode.
Yeah, please
Bye.
Don't forget we love you.
very much.
Yeah, and we know you love us, so you, there's no way you can escape that.
Exactly. Bye.
See ya.
Speaking of Gen Z is produced and sound engineered by Kevin Miner. Special thanks to podcast editor James Smart.